Bethel's Pete Kaiser is king of the Kuskokwim. Kaiser and his team crossed the finish line of the Kuskokwim 300 in Bethel just after 5:30 Sunday morning with a team of nine dogs in the 36th running of the race. Kaiser is the first local musher in 29 years to win the Kusko 300. KYUK's Ben Matheson has the story from Bethel.
Roan Boozer's seven-minute edge on Kaiser as they left the final four-hour layover at Tulik-Sac wasn't enough. Kaiser passed Boozer on the way to Bethel and met a welcoming crowd.
Kind of crazy. Kind of like a dream come true, but don't really know what to say.
When he arrived, a fan handed him a bottle of champagne that the normally reserved musher shook and showered on himself and the crowd. Kaiser began mushing as a kid in Bethel. He grew up watching the Kuskokwim 300, and among those cheering Kaiser at the finish were his parents, who also live in Bethel. He hugged his girlfriend Bethany, who met him with their two-year-old son, Ari. Defending champion Roan Boozer led nearly the entire race until Kaiser passed him around Akiak. Kaiser had been steadily gaining on Boozer for the latter two-thirds of the race. Any hope that Boozer may have had to regain the lead was lost when he took a wrong turn into Church Slough about 12 miles from the finish. At the time of the finish, it was unclear what the consequences would be for diverting from the main race trail. Roan Boozer spoke with fans at the finish.
I missed the one you can't miss, apparently.
His father, Martin Boozer, made the same wrong turn. After a conservative start, Kaiser and Jeff King systematically chipped away at Boozer's lead.
This team is so locked into a speed right now that they just, whether they're fresh or tired, they pretty much get into that speed, and that's where they stay.
The last local musher to win the K300 title was Bethel's Myron Anksman in 1986.
It's a real community event, and taking a long time for that to come around, and it's cool it's finally happened.
Jeff King arrived at 5:58 a.m. in third place. Tony Browning was fourth at 6:31 and Ken Anderson fifth at 6:35. From the YK Delta, Mike Williams Jr. came in 11th place, Richie Deal 13th, and Mike Williams Sr. 17th. Isaac and Nathan Underwood scratched in Aniak. Kaiser's time was the fastest on record, but before the race, organizer Myron Anksman said that this year's time will be an asterisk time due to the shorter trail, which did not include the Whitefish Lake Loop. Kaiser is the first musher to win the trifecta of the K300, Bogus Creek 150, and Akiak Dash. His team this year includes many three-year-olds with a year of racing under their belts. This year's purse was the richest ever, totaling over $123,000. Kaiser earns $25,000 for his first place performance. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.
And two Nome mushers also finished the Kuskokwim 300 this weekend. Finishing in 19th place was Roland Trowbridge, who was the Red Lantern during his rookie K300 race last year. He was vying for 18th place with Scott Jansen and led him into Tulik-Sac early Sunday morning, but Jansen gained ground and passed Trowbridge just past Queethluck. Trowbridge, who is also KNOM's chief engineer, finished the race with seven dogs on his team. He says he's proud of his team's performance, but he says the icy trail means he and many other mushers were returning home with injured dogs.
I wrote down how I wanted to run the race, and I was within minutes of my plan pretty much all the way through. So I'm very happy with how the race went. That being said, the dogs really took a pounding. I think everybody's teams suffered a lot of dropped dogs. You know, all my dogs that were not dropped from exhaustion, they were dropped from injuries. It's hard to see dogs get hurt for me. You know, I don't like dropping dogs.
Trowbridge says those dropped dogs are a result of the fast and icy trail, which he says was so slick at the start that he had to stand on his sled's brake for the first 40 miles of the race just to keep his team from going too fast. That's not likely to be a problem for his next race, the Yukon Quest, which starts in just under 3 weeks. He says after the icy and fast conditions turn the mid-distance K300 into something more resembling a sprint race, he'll be happy to have the 1,000-mile trail and longer rest time of the Quest.
I'm very happy with how my team responded to the short intervals in this race. And so with the Quest, I'm actually looking forward to having longer recovery time. Boy, it's going to be nice in the Yukon where you're not trying to cram 300 miles in 10 hours of rest time.
The other known musher in the race this year, Tara Ciccatello, a former KNOM volunteer and handler for Trowbridge. Ciccatello finished with seven dogs as the 21st musher into the finish about 40 minutes after midnight.
It was a long haul, but it was a lot of fun, and I don't know, the dogs did great. I'm very happy with them. This is my first ever sled dog race, yes. You learn about the dedication it takes to be a musher. I give a lot of credit to people who put this together, to mushers in general, to the dogs running 300 miles. Lots of things you learn.
Ciccatello finished on one position ahead of the race's Red Lantern, which went to Dee Dee Jonro and her puppy team, the last across the finish line just before 1:30 this morning.